Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
It is the D.L. Hughley Show, your indictment update. This Adam Weisselberg, this is his second stint. He didn't got two bids messing around with Trump.
Two bids. Can we get a third one?
The other one's trying to lie. Look, baby boy, we got you. If you want to spend, you ain't got very many. You playing in the back nine. If you want to spend most of your time in the joint for this dude, yep. You can.
We don't mind.
We finna take you to jail, baby boy.
Yep. If you don't believe us, just ask all the other people who've gone to jail for Trump.
All right, happy birthday to David Letterman, one of the best that ever did it. Happy birthday to Ed O'Neill. Happy birthday to Brooklyn Decker. Happy birthday to Claudia Jordan. Happy birthday to Andy Garcia. Happy birthday to L. Duncan. Now, I play golf with Andy Garcia all the time. You know what he does?
What does he do?
He calls himself Andy. He speaks in the third person.
Third person.
You know, Andy doesn't do that. Andy. I'm like, hey, if you don't hit this ball, come on. I don't know if Andy did, but one of you better hit this ball. That's all I'm saying. And Claudia Jordan, happy birthday to her, like I said. Happy birthday to L. Duncan. Happy birthday, of course, posthumously, Sudan Douglas from Parenthood. Happy birthday to David Cassidy. Happy birthday to Tiny Tim. Tiptoe through the tulips. See, you know all the white dudes. You know all the white dudes, Jasmine. You know all the white people.
I'm sorry, but you started it off.
No, I know white people. Amber, I know everybody. You just know them.
He can do Barry White and
tiptoe through the tulips, through the garden.
Why do you sound like Flip Wilson?
Oh, you knew Flip. That's great.
Thank you.
Of course, coming up this hour, Jasmine's going to tell us what's trending. You can't hit happy hour of the club, so no worries. Going to bring the party straight to you with the Hughley House Party and the D.L. Hughley Show. Jasmine.
What, man?
Tell these good people what's trending.
Well, I'm sure you saw Trump making his stop at Chick-fil-A in Atlanta. And all the black people, specifically black women, just grinning and hugging and taking pictures.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is happening?
That's just happening.
Just
until their uterus is owned by the government.
Yeah. Well, in some states, it's already owned by the government.
Do you know what's very interesting to me? Like when I hear people say, what has Biden done for black people? And you know this, 56% of black people live in the southern region of the United States of America, right?
Yes.
The other 18%, 19% live in the eastern, in the Midwest. 18% live in the east, 7% live in. So if you got the southern region of the United States of America, plus you got Ohio, which is southern, which is Republican, right? Juniors, right?
Yep.
You have Missouri. You have Oklahoma. You have, you know, all those Midwestern states, right? So 60-some percent of black people live under Republican governance.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say, what has Biden done for us, even like now when he's proposing to suspend more student debt, there are southern states and red states that are determined not to let that happen.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
So if you want expansion of Medicare, they're determined not to let that happen, right? If you're talking about the CHIPS Act or infrastructure bill, they're determined not to let that happen, right?
Right.
So all the things that would benefit you don't because your governance won't let it happen.
Well, to be clear, you do understand that most of these people have no idea about political science. They have no idea what Trump could do or hasn't done and what Biden has done. I think they're just repeating things that they've heard because it does not affect them
personally and individually. The things that the Midwest is having a resurgence, small southern town to have a resurgence because of the CHIPS Act. They're making batteries, they're making chips, right?
Right.
But those people voted, the people that represent them voted against that. So when black people say, what has he done for us? The thing that he would do for you or has done for you, your state government has blocked.
Right.
If you're poor in Mississippi, or you, who's stopping that? Who's stopping federal funding from getting you? Who's stopping your water treatment plans? Who's stopping that?
Right.
It isn't that the feds ain't done nothing for you. Or the only way forward for black people is progressive.
Yes. And to be informed is the thing.
But even being informed, the progressive, what... Right now, there are people who are proposing, there are progressives that are proposing a four-day work week. What are conservatives, what are they suggesting? to expand, to raise the minimum for Social Security.
Yep.
So there's some people that want you to have a shortened work week, and there's some people that want you to work till you die.
Understood. And that's why I said involved and being engaged, because if you don't know those things, you know those things because you read and you study.
But then they're stupid
they
for saying
don't,
it.
And then they get on social media and
say dumb things.
Right. That's my point.
You're stupid ass. What are we going to say, Julius?
Yo, they want you to work later in life, but then they're also proposing legislation that'll make your kids easier to work. I mean,
that's what they want. They want kids to work easier. Like and we don't want the immigrants to come here. We want kids to be able to do those jobs that immigrants do, the dangerous job that immigrants do.
Yeah.
So name me the thing that progressives are proposing that work for you. You can have guns, right? You can stop DEI. You can stop Black History. You can stop drag shows, and that's it. But what else do they do for you? That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Keep and it's people you. That say stupid stuff. I defy you to do this. Find a president in the modern era that has had a more successful legislative agenda than Joe Biden. Find them for me and tell me what they did.
Yeah.
It's people. The Americans have never made more money than they're making right now. The Rust Belt, which was kind of gone, is now resurging. Small towns that were gone were resurging. Why?
Legislation.
And it's dizzy ass talking about, I got $1,300.
Oh, it's Trump. He bought us a milkshake.
Man, come on. That's stupid. you deserve it.
Also trending, there's a story of a woman out of Massachusetts who was looking for her husband. She's pregnant. She also has kids by this guy. She couldn't find him. So she turned to social media. She's like, I need some help. Can y'all help me track down my husband? Her husband had
Papa,
come to her.
Papa, can you near me?
He was
Papa,
gone.
Can you hear me?
So now she was having a hard time, I guess, she wants to divorce him now because she realizes, oh, I thought something bad had happened to him.
Who is this, Olivia Newton-John?
Ghosted me. He ain't coming back.
Remember that happened at Living Noon, John?
Yes.
He was, the one that left, ooh, ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
He was like at Turks and Caicos someplace.
No, that was in Xanadu.
Yeah, he was somewhere. But that's what's trending.
Coming up, little note from the GED Sex is the D.L. Hughley Show.
She's jazz. She's smart. It's the Jazzy Report on the D.L. Hughley Show.
Now it's time for the Jazzy Report.
Let me know when you're done. wait a minute, everybody.
The one that I love. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Look, I'm styling for you.
Keep doing it.
So don't be dead air.
But keep doing it. It sounds so nice. Do it twice.
The one that I love. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's all I got. Hey, man, come on
man,
now.
Man, if
be
you
prepared.
Don't do it one more time, please.
I'm not doing it again. Be prepared.
Okay, fine.
Well,
the National Association of Intercollegiate
now.
Athletics is banning transgender athletes from competing in women's sports. Okay. Per the policy, all athletes can participate in the NAIA-sponsored male sports, but only those whose biological sex assigned at birth is female and have not started hormone therapy can actually
what
participate in
women's
sports.
What do I care about this? What do I care what a couple of thousand people do? The max involved in college athletics that are transgender, that have transitioned. Why would I get? Why would this be a cultural issue? Why would I care about it? At max, they're successful in making us argue about stuff that doesn't affect us at all.
Well, it does affect us.
I think that if you are an athlete who transitioned from male to female, you should not be able to compete against females. That's it. That's all.
It would seem simplistic like that, but it's not. It's not.
Whatever it ain't worth me voting against it.
I got
whatever
you.
Whatever it is.
But if you got a kid who's now lost a scholarship because it was due to a guy who transitioned into a girl and she got the scholarship.
I think these are not mutually exclusive choices. Mm. I can appreciate somebody's ability to self-determine who they are, but I can also say that costs things.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Like, remember the golfer, they're like, oh, I know you crippled, but you can't take a card, so you can't compete.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't take a card and compete, you shouldn't be able to cut your Johnson off and compete. That's the way that goes. It's not that hard for me. It's not that hard. There are some things that exclude you from competing. Like when I was growing up, if you had a heart murmur, you couldn't compete, right, Skip?
Yep.
Okay.
Back in the day, yeah.
So there were physical things that happened to you that you couldn't compete. If you had asthma at a certain level, you couldn't compete.
But all those things were liability issues.
This is too.
Kind of.
This is too.
Not really.
Even if they were like,
but I'm in agreement with you. I do think that you should, if you have to take any kind of medication that alters any chemical in your body, then I think that you should not be allowed to compete.
If I take the same, if I take a hormone and I'm an athlete, I'm a male athlete, I take a hormone that suggests that I'm pregnant, that is cheating.
I don't know.
But if you take a hormone and you're transitioning, if you take that same hormone, the reason that they ban that thing is because they feel like it gives you an unfair advantage. But if you're transitioning, you could take it. If you're just not transitioning, you cannot take it. So it's still the same chemical component. Still gives the hormonal balance, still gives you an advantage.
Yep.
Of course.
So how is it I justify it for this and not for that?
I don't know, but I want to get back to the story about you taking hormone and being pregnant. Okay. That's hilarious.
Yeah, no, that's how they find out. If it simulates you being pregnant, they go, just taking something.
Well, listen to this. Snoring can damage your brain.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you snore, you're screwed. Scientists claim they're the first to prove that sleep apnea causes cognitive decline. The brain hampering effects could be down to sleep apnea cutting off blood flow and limiting oxygen levels, possibly causing the damage. Studies have uncovered the same link in the past when they were never able to conclusively put those two together. Now they're saying
the one that I love. Ooh. I'm sorry.
From Tiny Tim to wow.
Tiny
what's going on
bubbles.
Here?
Oh my gosh.
Coming up, we had some great calls this week. If you missed them, do not worry. Those calls will be up directly. It's the DL Hughley Show. So Monday, what had happened was Big Gip of the Goody Mob made statements that intimating that charges against Puffy are warranted. Do you agree? That's the question we posed to you. You said,
if the individuals involved were grown, competent, consenting adults, what they do behind, you know, their walls sexually, that's their business. But if the sexual advances were not warranted or juveniles, youth were involved, then yes, I feel some charges should be brought forth. But again, if whoever someone chooses to sleep with, whatever they choose to do, the acts they consent to, that's their business. Let people do what they choose to do. And I get it. Some may have been married. Or are married or in opposite, you know, sexual relationships. But again, that's their business. That's for them to deal with in their households with their current spouse, wife, husbands, however it goes. But, you know, leave people alone. Let them do what they do.
I think he did it. I think he did it.
He did it. You sure did it?
I'll just say I think time will tell. But my main problem with these types of questions is it seems like sometimes people get a joy out of somebody might be guilty of something. I work in the justice system. I think people just need innocent till proven guilty. I even give Puffy the benefit of the doubt until something is proven. But bothers me is when, again, some people act like it's a joy. And I know it's oftentimes come because if somebody based upon whether they don't like you. But I always say with that, it don't take much now to be accused of something and people launch an investigation. So I oftentimes tell people, be careful how you pass judgment on somebody else's because the same thing can come back to you. It does not take much. And if you got an enemy, they can easily pick up that phone and make an accusation. They do that with people without money. So I can imagine somebody with money. Again, I do not know what the situation with Puffy, either way to make a judgment right now. But I still say everybody just need to be cautious. Let the case play itself out and let's see what's what.
More of this week's best calls coming up in 5 minutes. It's the DL Hughley Show.